Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Guys, good morning and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening in, and welcome to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. First of all, I want to apologize to you guys for yesterday. Yesterday I was not able to host the show. Put it like this. I called in yesterday. I called in to work yesterday, or I called out to work yesterday, however you want to put it. I called out to work yesterday because I had so much going on, and I had to get it done yesterday morning in order to, you know, in order to get it done, in order to get to work, you know, on time and all this jazz. So, you know, again, I apologize for yesterday, but at the same time, if you don't receive a message that we're having an episode, that means that I'm not doing an episode. Okay, I'm not doing a show. If you don't get a message about the show. Because if you're part of any of my promotional links like Blog Talk Radio, those who are online right now at Blog Talk Radio on the show page, if you click on that icon that says follow the show, you can set that up where you'll get either email alerts or text alerts or whatever that I'm having an episode. So you should do that now. Also on Facebook, if you have a Facebook account, go into your Facebook account, go to the top of the page and type in the search box there, type in The Frank Williams Show, The Frank Williams Show on Facebook. Our page should come up there. Go ahead and do your thing there and become friends of the show, as well as Twitter. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow us on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. So again, I apologize for yesterday, but it really couldn't be helped. All right. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's episode, guys, is Free Fall Friday. I mean, I have all my lines open. I know there are people who are listening via cell phone, and welcome to the show. But all lines are open for Free Fall Friday, and that means that I will allow anyone to come on the show and talk about any subject that they want. Okay, anyone. But at the same time, it's a beautiful day out. Beautiful day in Atlanta. I'm kind of slow motion today because I was up late last night. I'm doing a few things. I was trying to edit some video last night. I'm working on a project. Trying to edit some video last night, but I tell you, I didn't get in bed till about almost 4 o'clock, and so because of that, I'm running a little low on gas this morning. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in, let's talk. Like I said, it's going to be a beautiful day today on Friday. We're looking at mid to high 80s. There is a chance of rain in the city, but I think it'll be very, very minimal. Okay? I think it'll be very minimal. So it should be a great day as far as weather goes today, and it should be a great day because you guys aren't going to let water get into your boat today. And what I'm saying about that is that, if you're off on the weekend, on Friday at work, don't let anyone dump water in your boat. Okay, I'm saying your boat is yourself, your mind, the way you're thinking right now. And if you let water get into your boat and it sinks your boat, I mean, it makes you have a bad day. So don't let anyone put water in your boat today. Okay? It's Friday. You're ready for the weekend. I know I have to work today, and I have to work tomorrow, but it's all good. But, you know, today is going to be a great day, right? Today is going to be a great day. And if you, you know, today is also, well, tomorrow is also a big college football day. I think a lot of people are looking forward to the Alabama and Texas A&M game. Number one ranked team in the nation, Alabama. You know, I'm not an Alabama fan. Okay, I'm not an Alabama fan. I don't like Nick Saban. I'm not an Alabama fan. But at the same time, I kind of look for them to beat Texas A&M tomorrow. Simply because I want them to beat Texas A&M tomorrow for two reasons. Simply because we want revenge on Alabama for last year's SEC game. That means Georgia. And I believe that if they don't beat Texas A&M and Johnny Manziel, that there's going to be this outrageous hype for him and for Texas A&M. I think he's gonna get more publicity than he deserves because they beat Alabama last year, and then to beat him again this year, he's going to get a lot of media attention that, and it's going to be all blown out of proportion. So I like Alabama to bring Johnny Football down a peg or two. And then at the same time, they're saying that the average, they're playing at Texas A&M. They're saying that the average price for a ticket to this game tomorrow is $750. I don't know how many seats Texas A&M Stadium holds, but if you go an average of $750, an average means half is less and half is more, but an average of $750 for a ticket to a college football game is absolutely, unequivocally ridiculous. $750 average per ticket is absolutely ridiculous for a college football game. Now, I know that this Texas A&M is not $750 every Saturday for these tickets on average. I know it's not. Why are the tickets so expensive for this Alabama game? See, these guys, you know, NCAA are such hypocrites that you're taking college students or even adults, parents of the college students, and even people that are coming from Alabama following the team, they're paying on an average $750 per seat. Now, all that keeps saying is the greed of these people, the greed of the school, the greed of the NCAA. And You know, they don't understand why these kids are taking money, why these student athletes are taking money from boosters and alumni. It's because they know that you guys are getting fat cats, you're getting fat rich off of them. And they get nothing. And they're the ones out there playing the game. They're the ones out there putting in the time day in and day out of practice. Everyone is doing that. The president and administration of the school, they aren't doing that. But they're sitting back getting rich from these kids. And then when kids go out and take some money from a booster or an alumni of the school, then you want to kick the kid off the team. Or you want to bring sanctions against the school for them taking money from a booster or an alumni. 813-01-5834 is the number to the show. Because, you know, I'm really getting sick and tired of the NCAA and how they treat these student athletes. But they act like, you know, people act like this is the first time these student athletes have ever taken any money from a booster or an alumni. You know? And they know it's wrong, but it continues to happen year after year after year after year after year since this stuff started going on. Since recruiting wars started happening between colleges, people been taking money. So, you know, I understand what's happening here. You know, like I said, they have these student athletes that are taking money. But, you know, it's just a huge game. And all I'm seeing is these hypocrites killing us. That's all they are. They're hypocrites. And like I said, they're killing us. It's a thing, you know, they're killing the kids. You know, you can't go anywhere now. And you just can't do this stuff. You know, you got to start giving these kids money at some point. Guys, I have a critical situation right now that I need to take care of. And it's, you know, something to do with the house, so I got to take care of this. Some people are here to take care of something for me, for the house, and I'm going to have to cut the show short, okay? But, I'm sorry, but join me on Monday, guys. I'm going to do something a little bit different on Monday, so join me on Monday. 10 o'clock a.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. It's Friday. Hope you guys have a tremendous day. Take care of yourselves. Love you guys. Have a safe weekend. It's Frank. I'm over and I'm out. Thank you.
You.